This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on one ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. Welcome to the show, all of you exceptional Americans. I really do appreciate your leadership. And by the way, we are getting bigger. Agenda 21 Radio is expanding, getting bigger. More and more people are listening to Agenda 21 Radio. So all of you that have just tuned in over the last couple of months, and by the way, Alexa, Agenda 21 Radio, which is becoming fat. I mean, it's amazing what is going on with that Alexa thing going. Just in your house. Now, some of you have your automobiles, your new cars can actually pull in Red State Talk Radio or Agenda 21 Radio from 6 to 9 Pacific Time, 9 to 12 Eastern Time. And those of you in Albany, New York, Pensacola, Florida, hello. I got your emails. I got the memo. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And our sponsor, Numana Foods, numanna.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. Need iodine? They have it there. They have everything that you could possibly need. Anyway, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That will get you to my email address. Okay, so what in the world is really going on today? There's a lot of things. It's just, once again, 24/7, 365, news cycle. We're on it. We're absolutely on it. Well, the big story, I think, the biggest one of all, is that, and listen, there's some big ones out there. Fake news for CNN, anybody? We're going to be talking about that. You know, the fake news thing, well, it's coming to fruition, if you will. The rope is just starting to end for some people. I don't know if you understand that, but I think it's self-explanatory, actually. We're going to get into that. But the big, big news today is that apparently what we're gathering, and this is what we're saying, I guess it must have been about, well, actually, when Donald Trump was first elected, I said He's got to fill that Supreme Court vacancy with somebody. He got Gorsuch, a fine candidate. And I said the next one that's going to be out is going to be Justice Kennedy. He's going to retire by summertime. That's what I said. So that was back in November, December. And guess what? Today's big, big story. I think it's the biggest story, perhaps. It will ultimately become, I believe, the biggest story in about a year, that Justice Kennedy may announce as early as today that he's going to retire. Now, it's kind of interesting that Justice Kennedy, this is Anthony Kennedy, not Antonin, Anthony Kennedy, said this is an article that came out, and this is from the Wall Street Journal, and Jess Braven. Justice Anthony Kennedy on Saturday evening acknowledged recent news reports speculating about his possible retirement and proceeded to let his closer constituency keep guessing. The Supreme Court senior member, and frequently it's the deciding vote on cases involving gay rights, abortion access, capital punishment, and other major issues, closed a private reunion of his law clerks. You ready for that? With remarks touching on many of his longstanding concerns, according to several people who attended. He spoke of the impact of technological change, the need for civility in political discourse, and the importance of public service plans. The 200 or so who attended included many illustrious alumni of the Kennedy Chambers, among them the Supreme Court's newest justice, Donald Trump appointee Neil Gorsuch. Then, according to several who attended, Justice Kennedy said that he had a final announcement to make addressing an issue of untold speculation. To the relief of the law clerks who typically share a lifelong bond with the justice they served, Justice Kennedy, 80 years old, declared the bar would be open downstairs. The Supreme Court sits Monday to deliver the final opinion of the current term. So final opinion coming out today from the Supreme Court. And I guess it's a kind of an interesting thing that Justice Kennedy is expected to announce his retirement. Now, some out there are saying as early as today. Now, of course, what does that mean? That means we have a huge fight coming up to get another conservative member of the court on board. And isn't that going to be sweet? No longer, I mean, it's going to be six, right? Six? Yeah. 6-3. Ooh, that's terrible. That is so terrible. Six conservatives, 3 liberals. Sotomayor. do I need to go on to the other ones? Anyway, so this is why I say this is big. Aren't you glad we elected Donald Trump? Aren't you glad we elected Donald Trump at this point in our nation's history? I mean, things are turning, ladies and gentlemen. Things are turning to the positive. Big, big deal. Big, big deals are going forward that are changing the course of everything. Everything. And as we get into the show today, wow, you're going to see, wow, there's light at the end of the tunnel. All those 8 years of sensory deprivation and, I mean, depravity that we had with the so-called Obama administration, the first Muslim president. Look what we got. Look what we got. Now the light has started to shine at the end of the tunnel with Donald Trump. It started to shine with Neil Gorsuch, but now with Kennedy retiring, look at what is going to, it's going to be a sea change in this nation. And he's got 100 yet vacant federal seats to fill. Oops, don't you hate it when a plan comes together? Why they let those seats just not be filled? Well, it doesn't surprise me because you can, what the Obama administration was doing, of course, was stacking everything on the courts. And anybody who, you know, of course, we've seen this whole thing play out with the travel ban. By the way, it's going to be taken up with the Supreme Court. Big drama going on there. We'll touch upon that a little bit later in the hour, probably. But they were stacking the courts for strictly Democrats, of course, and Obamaites, and those that had the leaning to Islam. That's really what was going on with a lot of these judges. Now, that is going to end, and Trump is going to put in 100 new conservative-leaning judges in the federal bench. Imagine that. The sea change that's going to happen from that with court rulings and stuff. You know, people in California, the Ninth Circuit will be put on. I mean, there's a bill out there to break up the Ninth Circuit, which is an enormous district, to break it up into another one. And, of course, there's some various laws that can be affected where in which the president can actually fire the sitting justices. I know that that's some people might find that really amazing, but I had a discussion, several discussions. We interviewed, I can't remember who it was, a long time ago when this whole thing came up. And they said it's very easy that if the way it's written and the way it's described is you can actually get rid of the seated justices on the Ninth Circuit as you develop another circuit to go along with it, as you break it up. I'm like going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Can you imagine? They will go absolutely apoplectic in San Francisco. My gosh, they'll go apoplectic. Now, who's going to run for governor in California? This just popped into my brain. But, you know, I was having some discussions with people the other day, and they're dead serious. They think it's going to be Dianne Feinstein. What? Yeah, Dianne Feinstein. Why not? Jerry Brown. Dianne Feinstein. Oh, I can't be serious. I'm serious. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
All aboard! He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, the Supreme Court is rocking and rolling. I understand that this is the final day for decisions. The Supreme Court may actually give us some information on the travel ban. That's going to be an interesting decision, isn't it? Remember that those people that were against the travel ban went justice shopping, ultimately to lead into the Ninth Circuit, of course, to try and overthrow. No, overthrow. Overturn. Listen, that I know I just sort of like screwed that one up, right? Maybe it was a Freudian slip, since they are trying to overthrow the Trump administration. Kind of interesting. Much of that talk is going to be going away. Now, that just sort of seasoning the pot, so to speak, for you to understand what is really truly going on with this whole notion of the overthrow of the Donald Trump administration. Like I said, it's CNN, fake, and all this stuff is starting to catch up with them. Isn't it a miracle how the Lord works in mysterious ways?
For more insight, let's bring in our panel of Supreme Court watchers. Elizabeth Wydra is the president of the Constitutional Accountability Center, and Carrie Severino is chief counsel at the Judicial Crisis Network. Ladies, we are right on the verge of a very, very exciting week for both of you. So I want to first get your opinions of what you're both looking forward to the most. I mean, obviously, we do have the separation of church and state, but Elizabeth, I want to start with you. Are you very curious on how this court could rule with the president's travel ban?
Absolutely. I think the travel ban is really what a lot of us are going to be watching very closely for. And the key part of that is the decision whether or not to allow the ban to go into effect or to keep it on hold as litigation continues in the Supreme Court. Because that's incredibly important. Right now, we have people from these Muslim-majority countries who are not being treated to this extreme vetting that those of us like myself who are involved in the case in support of all of those people who want to come to this country as refugees and believe that the ban is a violation of the religious protections against discrimination, that we think that the ban should continue to be placed on hold and will ultimately be determined unconstitutional. But the administration really wants to put it into effect. So that's a really important ruling that we'll be seeing this week. In fact, probably overshadowed some of the cases that are
right,
left, which are not really blockbusters.
Okay, so I want to go over to you, Carrie, because there's a couple ways that the court could rule. It's not necessarily just black or white. They could also sort of kick the can down the road, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Well, the challenge is, because of the posture of this case now, if they kick the can down the road, it may well be moot by the time they have
a chance. 90 days.
Yeah, either it will have gone into effect and have completed, or they will have had time to do the analysis that they've been held up by the lower courts in doing of trying to assess the danger of allowing people in from some of these countries. So it really just underlines the importance of all the judges in the federal system all the way down, not just the Supreme Court, but part of the reason we're in this awkward situation now is because of some decisions the lower courts that seem driven a lot more by politics than by the law. Okay, I mean, the law isn't black and white here, maybe, but those decisions really seem politically driven.
Even if they do kick the can down the road, which is probably not an eloquent way to put it, that could still be a victory for the administration, because they could just rewrite the bill. Am I right?
Well, they've had the opportunity to do that, and they have the language that they are comfortable with at this point. So I think the problem is just the timing of it coming at the end of the Supreme Court term. I mean, Monday, tomorrow, is the last day. The justices probably have flights for Monday night, Tuesday. So they could have an expedited hearing. And I think if it happened any other time in the year, that might be their best option. It's challenging to do so when it's coming really right at the end of the term like this.
Okay. As we said, there are six other cases, three of them when Judge Gorsuch was seated on the bench. Specifically, the separation of church and state is one of really the other blockbusters that we're going to be talking about this week. What type of consequences come out of that case, depending on the way they rule?
Sure. I mean, I think for looking at Justice Gorsuch, how he decides on the travel ban will be the first real test of him as Trump's justice, whether or not he rubber stamps that executive order or not. But the other important case that a lot of people thought he would be very influential in is this Trinity Lutheran case, which has to do with a Missouri program that would help to resurface playground
funding like other playgrounds, like
right. And so whether or not this church playground could get that same funding, and Missouri had a strong rule, separation between church and state, and so they denied that funding for the playground. But it seemed, even though they were waiting for Justice Gorsuch, after argument, it actually seemed like there might be a broader majority in favor of the church. So we'll see whether that actually turns out to be one of these.
I want to get your response, Carrie, and then I also, if we have time, I definitely want to get to the rumors of Justice Kennedy's retirement. But first and foremost, I want to get your response on that particular case.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think we could have six or seven justices voting to say, look, when you have a public program that's available to everyone, you can't just exclude religious groups because they're religious. It kind of fits in the pattern we've seen so far of, you know, it's only a dozen cases or so Gorsuch has sat on, but almost all of them have been unanimous with you know, very few exceptions. And it's turning out, you know, it's not as divisive a court as people sometimes worry about.
Right. Now, you ladies would know better than I would, but I'm not sure if there's ever been a leak coming from the Supreme Court. It's usually quite vault-like, if you will.
Yep.
Any predictions? Justice Kennedy, I mean, that would be a big headline.
It would be huge. It would really be a seismic shift for the Supreme Court. You know, Justice Kennedy has been the swing vote in favor of marriage equality, recently in favor of racial justice, whether it's through housing or in education, through affirmative action programs. And so it would be a strong shift of the court to the right. But as they always say in the Supreme Court, those who talk don't know, and those who know don't talk.
What do you think, Carrie? We only have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I have to say, at this point, we'll see. We'll know tomorrow. I think if he doesn't step down tomorrow, he's probably going to stay on maybe for another year. But he's in his 80s. I think it's likely that eventually he will probably step down.
Well, it's long been rumored that this summer he would step down. So we'll see. You know, my prediction, I made a prediction. I very seldom make these kind of predictions. So we'll just have to see whether or not Kennedy steps down. Now, I want to make a comment about the Trinity Lutheran case. That in Missouri, what they did is they had funds that were available for a playground and, you know, generally open to the public, this church playground. And they were denied the funds on religious separation factors. Well, I don't know why the case was even brought. I really don't. I don't know why Missouri chose that position to deny them the funds. They can't do that. You know, it's in the public's best interest, even if it is at a church. This is stuff that's been longstanding. And most states have dealt with this before, and so I don't know why all of a sudden it popped out. Except, you know, you may have had some people in Missouri that were way into, you know, the Islamic thing with Obama. Because you got to remember, these are trailing cases from the Obama administration. I also want to mention, you heard them talking about the lower courts and the delay that was going on with the travel ban. Purely political. Absolutely political. There is no excuse for the delay. And there's no excuse even, I think, for the cases. They had to shop it around, which I think is despicable. Shop it around to one of their friendlier judges, either one or two of them in this particular case. And now it's in the lap of the Supreme Court. I shouldn't even be there. I can't make a prediction on where they're going. They should be certainly going for Donald Trump and following up with the administration. The president needs all the tools of his arsenal and not be hamstrung by the court. Now, look, if they overturn this, look for a bill that's going to come in from the House or from the Senate in support of Trump that's going to work its way around the decision of this court. In other words, they're going to work to strengthen executive orders by the president on issues of national security. That's what I think will happen. And then that's really going to tick off. But too bad. Listen, next segment when we get into it. You're going to find out that, guess what? They have bigger troubles on the left than you realize. And it's just a matter of time that we get Donald Trump's I call him his sea legs underneath him. Guess what? That time is come. Donald is getting his legs underneath him. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah!
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. Both of those addresses will get you there. Paul at a21r.com is the email. Thank you for emailing me over the weekend. I was not slammed so badly on Sunday night. What is with everybody on Sunday nights wanting to email Paul Preston? Listen, keep them going. But I'm just saying, we're going to have a group hug or something like that. That's the only thing I can think of. But anyway, thanks a lot. Really do appreciate your listenership. And I know everybody's calling for Alexa, Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio. And listen, isn't it nice that I can turn on and turn off Alexa for you? Little known secret when you do that, isn't it? I mean, I hear that from people, that you can do that. It's interesting. So you can go Red State Talk Radio right now and hear Agenda 21 Radio on Alexa, or you can go Agenda 21 Radio, or you can go Paul Preston, and it all comes up. My voice comes filtering through. New Mana is, of course, our sponsor, numana.com/agenda for all of your survival needs. Okay, Galveston, Texas, welcome aboard to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, I got the emails. I got the plan. And listen, I want to tell you, one of our listeners, who was it, on the East Coast, sent me some marvelous plans about evacuation, because we've got the Orville Dam thing going on out here, and sent me some marvelous plans for evacuations that you do out there on the East Coast when you have hurricanes and things like that. So, again, I forgot all about that. That was last week, and I want to thank you for doing that. I'll get your name and everything and get it out over the air, but I want to thank you for that. That's great plans. and something that we definitely need to employ around here in North State so that we can make things happen, if you will, to protect ourselves. I mean, the dam's a pretty big thing. It's pretty monolithic, actually, and we want to be protected from it. Okay, now, I remember I said things are changing. Things are changing. Supreme Court decision, this is on Thursday. I was going to do this on Friday. Supreme Court, but it fits right now because we got the Supreme Court. This is Supreme Court hour of power, or power hour for the Supreme Court. Okay, this is from Breitbart. Supreme Court, immigrants who lie to feds to become citizens may lose citizenship. This is a Supreme Court decision. Oops. Where's Obama in all this? Obama is gone. And Neil Gorsuch is here. Now, this is unheard of. We haven't heard this. I'm telling you, this goes back way before Reagan days. That we have the Supreme Court who's come in and like a hammer, bam, on illegal immigrants. Now, again, I'll put out the disclosure. I love immigrants. I'm not so happy about the illegal immigrant situation in the United States of America because I don't think we have done enough to solve the problem as a government. Hello, turning a blind eye and basically inviting these people in. Our government is just as much at fault as, of course, those that are foisting illegal immigrants across the border and getting paid to do so, the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. It's a nasty thing, but I don't like it when the illegal immigrants come up here and put it in our face. Now that can no longer be said from this decision. That's the part I really don't like about the, quote, illegal immigrants and the illegal immigrants' rights community out there that really is just taking advantage of these poor people. I mean, I understand the desire to come to the United States of America after you go down in some of the rat-infested countries that these people come from, living under boxes. Of course, now you come to California with Jerry Brown, and it's just like, you know, Tijuana. In some places of California. Isn't it funny how when you get into the socialist type of thing that there's you can say goodbye to the middle class, which is what we have in California. It's leaving. It's left. Anyway, Washington says the Supreme Court on Thursday held that federal law authorities, courts the strip immigrant... Courts to oh, sorry, I'm going to start that over again. The Supreme Court on Thursday held that federal law authorizes courts to strip immigrant citizens of their U.S. citizenship if they obtained it as a result of making false statements to the federal government. See, up until this time, they could make all the false statements they wanted to, right, Kevin DeLeon? Oh, I'm sorry, that's the Senate Pro Tem of California. Remember, all of his family members. Well, not all, but most of them, he says, are illegal immigrants. Hello? I wonder how many times... You know, we'll have to look that up, find out who his family members are and if they lied on federal forms. Said federal law found at 18 U.S.C. 1425 makes it a crime to, quote, knowingly procure, contrary to law, the naturalization of any person to become a U.S. citizen... Naturalization is the legal term for becoming a citizen. Moreover, a second federal statute, 8 U.S.C. 1451, adds that a foreigner who obtains U.S. citizenship through such a violation will lose that newly granted citizenship. And this came from a case of a Serbian who, along with her husband and two children, sought refugee status in 1998 to flee Bosnia as part of seeking protected status. She swore under oath that the family feared prosecution or persecution because her husband evaded military service. They were admitted to the United States in 2000 as refugees. In 2006, she applied for U.S. citizenship. One question in her application asked if she had ever given false or misleading information while applying for immigration benefits. Another asked if she had lied to gain admission in the United States. She answered no to both and became a U.S. citizen in 2007. Those answers were false. Her husband had served in the Bosnian Serb Army. A third federal statute criminalizes making a false sworn statement during naturalization. The U.S. government argued that her statement violating 1015 also counts as a violation of 1425, which meant that she must lose her citizenship under USC Section 1451. A judge at the federal district court accepted the argument and stripped her of her citizenship. In the Sixth Circuit Courts of Appeals affirmed it in an opinion written by Justice Elena Kagan. The Supreme Court in this case vacated the lower court's decision and remanded the case back down for more proceedings. The federal government, do you believe that? Says the federal government had argued that the citizenship stripping provision is triggering whenever an immigrant commits a crime during the process of seeking citizenship. All nine justices rejected that argument. The most natural understanding is that the illegal act must have somehow contributed to obtaining citizenship. Wow. That is amazing. Huh. The court concluded that the contrary instructions given to the jury were faulty and that instead the jury could have, it goes on to this whole thing. So this is amazing if you think about it, that you have the Supreme Court who have now said, if you lie to the feds to become a citizen, you may lose citizenship. I mean, what is going on in the United States? And it was a 9-0 decision to reject. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a major thing. In a day of major events, I'm telling you, the Supreme Court's gone loony on us. It's gone conservative. Well, obviously, it's hard to argue that they couldn't take this court case and turn it away or accept the pleadings of the person that was involved in it. You break a law to become a citizen? I mean, well, you see, this has bigger problems. This has bigger problems. You can see where this is going to come into play with other cases. Can you imagine the turn that we're going to see in this country? When we get another conservative justice, let's hope that Kennedy announces today. Won't that be sweet? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Tide is turning. Tide is turning. This is the major headline in Breitbart this morning. And again, I'm going to stay on this for the foreseeable future. As we make the turn, as Trump gets his legs underneath him, because remember, we talked about this when he first got to be president. He had no friends in government because all the people that were there were unfriendly folks. They were doing everything they could do to destroy Donald Trump and create subterfuge with Donald Trump. And, of course, remember, they're trying to get him out of office. They're trying to impeach him. They're screaming and jumping up and down. And then there's Russia. There's Russia. And, you know, I accuse Scott Bennett. He's a Russian spy because he goes on Russian TV, RT. And I must be a spy, too, because I've actually talked to people at RT. I'm telling you the spy behind all. Why, you know, is Scott Bennett and even myself. I mean, we were the ones that, especially Scott. Especially Scott, who, you know, went on the Liberty Tour, number three, and professed about all the different things about how Obama and Hillary Clinton, and by extension, people like James Comey and other people within the administration were helping to assist in the formation of ISIS by funding them. This is stuff that we all brought out, by the way. In 2012, we started bringing this out, Chris Street and myself, because remember, we were some of the first reports we were given, and we were the ones that first reported many of the incidences and stuff. We were the tinfoil hat conspiracy people after the Benghazi raid. And we were reporting, hey, these are American shipments going from Benghazi into Turkey. They were gathering up the arms. That was what the whole thing was down there. With Benghazi. Nobody believed us, but as it turned out, Claire Lopez, Major General Paul Valley, and others got together a citizens' commission on Benghazi. And that was their conclusion. America had flipped the script. America was providing weapons for Al-Qaeda. America, through Gutter, was doing all this stuff. And so, it goes. Once Putin found this out, he started bombing ISIS. And he found it out by watching Scott Bennett's videotape. Now, let's put this into perspective. Big time perspective. Let's put this into perspective. They got nothing on the other end for Donald Trump. They got to come up with some sort of narrative. They don't know where all this information is coming out from, apparently. They can't look at YouTube. Then, of course, they're in denial about the Russian thing. But all they needed to do was watch that. But, of course, they want to use the excuse that Putin must be on to Trump. Something's going on there. The relations, spying, and so on. I'm telling you, it's Scott Bennett. I blame it on Scott. He was on the show last week. I blamed it on him. But this is the eye-opener today. Trump continues to turn the tables on the Obama administration regarding Russia narrative. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? And this is from our good friend Aaron Klein. who's been on this show. He wrote the book called Red Army. Trump continues to turn the tables. President Donald Trump on Saturday continued to hammer the Obama administration on Twitter regarding its role in claims that Russia interfered with the 2016 presidential election. Which I hate it. It says this is one of the Trump's tweets. Obama administration official said they choked when it came to acting on Russia meddling of election. They didn't want to hurt Hillary. Now, this comes from the fact that everybody's now starting to wake up and realize, oh, this if it was so much of this meddling going on by Russia, when did it occur? Well, it occurred during the Obama administration. My gosh. You mean those elections in November were during, in the run-up to that, was all, and they knew all about it? See, they're claiming that they knew about all this, but they didn't do anything about it. See, this is called burning both ends towards the middle. Hegelian dialectic, anyone? So, now, here's the problem. They can't have it both ways. They can't say that, oh, yeah, we knew about it, and we didn't do anything about it, but it's Trump's fault. Why would it be Trump's fault if you knew about it and didn't do anything about it? And they didn't. They didn't do anything about it until Trump won. Now, another one, since the Obama's, this is from Trump, this is on Saturday. Since the Obama administration was told way before the 2016 election that the Russians were meddling, why no action? Focus on them, not T. I guess that means Trump. It's from T. Friday, he tweeted, just out, the Obama administration knew far in advance of November 8th about election meddling by Russia. Did nothing about it. Why? He's just beating him up with his Twitter. Oh, don't do any more Twittering, Donald. Please don't. Mercy, mercy. It's interesting. People on the left and the right don't want Donald Trump to tweet any longer. It's not presidential. Donald, you just tweet your little heart out. That's all I got to say. If usually the ones on the right are, of course, those affiliated with those on the left. I mean, in other words, the Republicans that don't like Donald. They don't like the tweets. Of course, not. And the Dems, man, they are they're running from the tweets. Chucky Schumer, anybody? Donald, you just tweet your little heart out. As many tweets as you want, just keep them coming, brother. Anyway, stay tuned to our Agenda 21 Radio. We'll have more laughs ahead.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of people go into podcasts. We appreciate it. And boy, there's some big things happening for Agenda 21 Radio. And look for my face. My face for radio, soon to be in Times Square. Yeah, I'll be up there in lights with all the glitter of Times Square. So when you're in Times Square, special note, Paul Preston's there too. My big smiling face. It's going to be up there for well over a month, actually. Might even start today. I don't know. But if you get reports of seeing my face in Times Square today, let us know. Red State Talk Radio, number one digital talker in the land. 36, soon to be 38 hours of talk radio a day. Can you imagine? We have two channels. That's how we can do it. Each channel holds 24 hours a day. Something to do with the clock, I guess. The way the way the sun goes around the earth. No, I'm sorry. That's pseudoscience. Boy, did you catch it? Did you catch the pseudoscience thing going on there with me? How the sun goes around the earth? Remember, that was, I don't know, somebody by the name of Copernicus or something like that said, no, it wasn't that at all. The earth goes around the sun. My gosh. And you know what? Global warming comes from the sun, too. Did you know that? Hey, no pseudoscience on this show. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.